Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Let's jump into the word. The word for today, the title of the message today is The Great I Am. We're going to be talking about the great I Am as we know him to be God. But we're going to talk about his name today. As I studied, it was fascinating. It was fun. And there are some things that I believe that are worth knowing about God's name. And we're going to be in Exodus chapter 3, so you can turn there. And you know, this year has been kicked off. 2025 has been kicked off, and it is well underway. And as we know, there are goals that are being set. There are resolutions that are being made. There are vision boards that are being filled. And no doubt, all of us, we have plans that we are making. You know, I'm so excited about spring break. I get to go see my granny. Thank you, Pastor Ron, for making that happen. I'm so excited. She's 93 years old, and she misses family. And I'm so excited about that. I've got that circled on my date, or, you know, on my calendar. And there are many other things that I'm excited about this year. And, you know, and that's what we do. You know, we have a wonderful opportunity for us to have vision for the year, for us to make plans and be excited for a new year. And, you know, I did a little research because I was just curious. I'm sure that you're curious like I am, and Google provides so much information, anything that you're really wanting to know. And I just wanted to see, you know, what were the top resolutions that were being made for this year. And so there was a compilation made of a few different outlets, and so Google compiled them. And here are a few resolutions, some of the tops. And so it's just by percentage of what people are searching for, what people were saying that they were looking for. 21% of Americans, 10% of Americans plan to quit smoking. I think that's a good plan. I actually still remember whenever my mom quit smoking, and I'm so proud of her today because she just, I don't know how she did it, but she quit cold turkey. But I'm so proud of her. I was very proud of her when she said she was going to do it. 14% plan to spend more time with family and friends. And that's actually a goal that I've made with Melinda and I for our family. 15% plan to lose more weight. 17% plan to exercise more. Melinda told me this year that she wants to exercise more. And I had nothing to do with it. That was her wanting to, it was her goal. 19% plan to eat healthier. 21% of Americans plan to save more money in 2025. And that is definitely something Pastor Ron mentioned this morning, and that's something that I actually have made a goal for myself as well, for my family, is to save more, to put back a little bit more. And there were others, but the very top one, 43% of Americans plan to not have a resolution this year. I thought that was pretty funny. But, you know, so many, you know, we make plans. And how wonderful it is, and what an opportunity we have to make plans and goals for our new year. And along with those, my hope and my prayer, and no doubt your hope and your prayer, is that beyond these resolutions, that this year we would turn our eyes to the Lord, that we would trust in him, that we would trust in God. You know, 2025, I believe, is going to be a good year. And no doubt it will be. But along with the plans that we make for ourselves, God has a plan for you as well. He has a plan for you this year. He has a plan for your family. He has a plan for those around you, but it's all centered around you. God has a plan for you. And, you know, it makes me think that, you know, it makes me think about Moses. Because no doubt Moses, he had a plan for his life. You know, he was escaping the things from his past. You know, he felt like he had a desire on the inside of him, something that he wanted to accomplish. He wanted to do something about the plight of his people in Egypt. But whenever he did something in his own power, he failed. And he found himself running away from his mistakes and wanting to start fresh. And that's what he did. He got away to Midian, and he was looking for a fresh start. He found himself a wife, and no doubt he was planning for him to have a family. He had plans, but that all changed whenever he had an encounter with God in a burning bush. And it was there that he discovered that God had a plan for his life. That while he was planning, while he had something that he wanted to accomplish for himself, he discovered that God had a plan for him as well. And it was similar to the desire that he had on the inside of him. And no doubt he didn't even want to go back to that because he had failed in the past before, but yet God was telling him that he had a plan for his life, that he was calling him to go into, that he was going to answer that plight. God was going to answer that plight, and he was going to use Moses. But it wasn't going to be in his own power. It was going to be by the mighty hand of God that would be hovering over his life. And you know, it reminds me that God, he has a plan for our life. And there are things and time, you know, there are times in our life where it seems like our past will want to come back and haunt us in moments. You know, there are times whenever we are getting ready to step into something, but at times fear wants to take a hold of us taking that step forward. You know, Pastor Ron last Sunday talked about us looking this year about looking for our next step. What is our next step? And many times, we don't want to take a next step because of something that we're afraid. You know, we're afraid of something reoccurring in our life. However, God is wanting to bring about his plan and his purposes in our life, but it won't be based on your strength. It won't be based on just what you are able to do, but by his might. You know, whenever Moses, you know, God was trying to get him to understand a few things. Because Moses, as he's imagining all these thoughts going through his mind, all these things going through his head, and he's imagining, you know, he's focusing on his limitations, he's focusing on his inabilities, all the things that he couldn't do, while God was trying to get him to focus to simply trust in him. All he was wanting Moses to do was to trust in him. And that brought him to a place where Moses is asking this question. He turns to God. He says, okay, God, if I was to trust in you, what am I going to tell these people? Whenever they ask me, who sent you? This God that is sending me, what should I tell them? And in verse 14, this is what God says to Moses. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, this is what he says. He says, God said to Moses, I am who I am. I am who I am. Now, this is interesting because this is the first time that God gives his name. He asks God, who should I tell them sent me? And he says, he responds with his name, I am that I am. Now in Hebrew, the word I am is a four-letter consonant in Hebrew, which is unsayable. It's unsayable. It's just consonants. And over time, the Israelites, wanting to be able to put some language to his name, they took the name Adonai on top of that four-letter consonant, and that's where we get Yahweh. Yahweh in English is Jehovah, but ultimately all it's saying is God, the I am, his name, I am. Now, I believe that this is important. God's name is important, and I think It's important for several reasons. Number one is because we learn through the Bible that names are important to God. Names are very important to God. In fact, not only does God name people, he also renames people. Because names are important to him. And names often signify a person's character, a person's ability, or even their destiny. Names are important. And if names are important to God and the ones that he gives to others, how much more is God's name that he gives himself, that he tells us who he is? His name means something. In fact, the name Yahweh or Lord, all caps, appears 6,828 times in the Old Testament. That is incredible. I thought that was fascinating. Over 6,000 times his name appears compared to the title God that only appears 2,800 times. God's name is important, and his name teaches us something. Now, we're going somewhere with this. The name of God, it teaches us a few things. When we see the name I Am, just that name right there, it teaches us a few things. Number one, what we know about God according to his name is that God is self-existent. I am. It's a statement along with the name that God is self-existent, meaning that his existence is not contingent on anything or anyone. He is eternal. He has, he is, and he will be forever constant. And he never changes. God, he exists. And not only does he exist, but he created existence itself. All that exists does because he brought it into existence. There is no reality that exists beyond God because he is self-existent, but he also brings us into existence. You know, we are alive today because God made it possible. But he exists. He simply is I am. Secondly, God is self-sufficient. God does not rely on anything or anyone for him to be who he is. He is in need of help from no one. While we rely on other people, we rely on other things in order for us to function. You know, we need food to survive. We need water to survive. We need the help of others to accomplish. The Bible says that God gives us the very breath that we breathe. We need oxygen. We need these things to survive. God is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything or anyone because, as he stated, I am. And he is also self-defining. God is self-defining. He says, I am who I am. I am who I am. He alone declares, God alone declares and defines who he is. Now, we live in a culture that struggles with that because we live in a world where many people want to define God in a way that makes sense to them. You know, there's a show I watch on YouTube that I really enjoy. It's about a guy. He goes to different college campuses and he shares the truth about who God is, but he also answers questions. And it's funny because he's been doing it since the 90s, and he's still doing it today. And the questions that were asked then are the same questions that are being asked today. And many times you have people saying things like, well, I believe that God should be like this. I believe that God should be this way. I believe that you know, if God is loving, then he should do this. And many times people find themselves redefining who God is in their mind. However, God says that I am who I am. He is who he declares himself to be. And he does that through his word. While many people try to define who God is, that's somebody else. God is who he is. He says, I am who I am. And while we may not create carven images out of wood or stone, we too must be careful that we do not carve out an image of God of our liking in our hearts. And this is something that can happen when we try to define who God is based on our past hurts, our current circumstances, even our future concerns, things that are facing, things that we face in life. There is a struggle and there is a temptation to reimagine God in a way that makes sense to us. However, rather than redefining God, let us simply remind ourselves of who God says that he is. Let us remind ourselves of who God says that he is. Because he says that I am. He is constant and he doesn't change. The Bible is clear in that he is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. And he is all-present. But he also doesn't change in his character. That God, he is loving. That he loves you, as Pastor Ron said. That he is faithful. He is good. We can rely and trust that that is who God is. And no doubt, Moses was learning all these things about him as he went along in his life. You know, there are reasons that we can trust in God, but his name is the ultimate. He says, I am who I am. He has always existed. He created everything into existence. And on top of that, he shows himself to be good. He is worthy of our trust. And Moses was reminded this every time that God did a miraculous sign in front of Pharaoh. Whenever it came time, Moses simply lifted up his staff and God showed up. However, obviously we don't have a staff that we lift up, but we have something greater. Because although while Moses had a staff and God showed up in a miraculous way, God lives on the inside of us. He is present with us. His spirit is with us wherever we go. We have a reason to trust in the Lord this year. And the answer is in his name. He says, I am who I am. You can trust in the Lord this year. I love what David says in Psalms chapter 9, verse 10. He says, those who know your name put their trust in you. You know the name of God. And you know that he is good. This year is going to be a good year. But no doubt there's going to be some times where we're going to have to trust in the Lord. And let me encourage you to place your faith in him. Let me encourage you to turn your eyes to him. Not just when times are bad, but also in the good. 2025, God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you, but God also wants to work on the behalf of the family, wants to work on the behalf of your family. He wants to work on the behalf of your friends. He wants to work on the behalf of your coworkers and those in your life. God wants to work through you. He has a plan, and it involves you. God wants to bless you, and all he simply needs for us to do is simply just to trust in him. Like Moses, all he needed for Moses was to trust in him. And the same way, God is looking for us to trust him. Let us do that. Let us trust God this year as he works on our behalf. A few takeaways today. Number one, God has a plan and purpose for your life this year. For 2025, God has a plan for you. He has a plan for your life. And no doubt that along with our plans, along with our things that we have on our calendars, that we have on our vision board, all those things are great. But let us also know that God has a plan for you this year. And it's good. He has a plan and purpose for your life. And he is looking to bring it about. And all he needs for us is to trust in him. Therefore, let us trust in the great I am this year. Let us trust in the name of the Lord. His name is worthy to be trusted. He is worthy to be trusted. Let us trust that he is faithful, that he is good, that he is powerful, that he will provide, that he will protect. That when the time comes, that we turn to him and let us encourage others to do the same thing. And then lastly, let us remind ourselves of who God says that he is. Let us practice reminding ourselves, because no doubt there will come a day where we will have to remind ourselves of who God is. No doubt there will have to be a time where we will have to remind someone else, remind our children of who God is, that we'll have to remind other people of who God is. You know, Melinda showed me a picture. You know, Melinda, she works at the school that my girls go to, and you know, they were asked to have a word for the year, a word that they were going to live by for 2025, and Melinda took a picture of Naomi. You know, my oldest daughter Naomi's response, and her response for this year was worship. And she felt that this year she wanted to worship God and wanted to praise him. And what I was reminded, you know, as I told you guys, you know, last year, you know, what you say to people makes a difference. And I hear Pastor Ron say all the time, you know, that it works. Investing into your kids, reminding them of who God is, encouraging them to trust him, praying for your kids, it works. Now, I know she's only 11 years old, but no doubt, God honors her faith. And let me encourage you that this year, let us worship and turn our eyes to God. And let me encourage you to don't be shy about encouraging somebody to do the same thing, to trust in the Lord. Because no doubt your words will not fall on deaf ears. Let us trust in God this year. When the time comes, let us remind ourselves for who he is, because God has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, God, that you have a plan and purpose for us, Lord. God, this year, Lord God, beyond, God, what we have for our life, Lord, I pray, God, that we would look to you and the plan that you have for us. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would strengthen us. And God, I pray, Father, God, that as we look to you, Father, Lord God, that you would show up as the great I am in our life. Lord Jesus, God, that even when you are working behind the scenes, Lord, I pray, God, that we would trust in you and that we would continually to turn to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.